Welcome to Temple of Geeks Microcast, the 15-minute podcast from the Temple of Geek. Today I'm joined with Rooster, Paul, Stacy, and Marcus to discuss Ben Affleck's departure as director on the new Batman film. Guys, what's up with this?
Good question.
I don't know.
Go ahead. Who wants to start?
Go ahead, Stacy. You vocaled.
Well, I did. I chortled a bit. I read something, and I've just heard from a couple sources that it wasn't necessarily a creative issue. It was more of an issue of him. Again, this could be rumor. An issue of him feeling like he couldn't put into this role what he needed to be able to while he's writing, directing, and starring as Batman. So he's from what I've read, he felt like this was such an iconic role, he needed to put all of his effort into making it as good as it could possibly be. So, if that's the case, then it's not necessarily an issue of creative differences as much as it is him feeling like he wanted to step down from one role so that he could put more or the best he could possibly do into his acting. So that's initially what I've.
So what the internet is saying is that they want to say that Ben Affleck is stepping down from the Batman role because there's an issue, but what initially is saying is Ben Affleck wants to put all of his efforts into this role, making the best Batman for the DC genre ever, which is
Affleck.
Well, which is pretty awesome.
If that is in fact true, I wholeheartedly agree with that decision because yes. That role is very demanding on both sides. One, actually three sides. One as Bruce Wayne, one as Batman, and then behind the director's chair. And apparently, yeah, now the draft that he wrote it was also rewritten by Chris Terrio now. So,
okay. Nice.
That's two, I don't know if you want to call it two full roles, but that's kind of two chairs that he's just kind of left vacant. So he can only fill in as Batman and producer or co-producer.
Right. He's still in three roles. He's producer, writer, and starring. So
yeah. So I agree. I think the plate was too full for him to eat off of, and he's just like, hey, you know what? Let me just let someone else call the shots. And we'll see how it does. And then maybe once I get used to a solo Bat film, maybe I can probably pick up the mantle.
Well, I call bullshit because he was in a movie called Argo, which where he was a director, a producer, and the star. And if I'm not mistaken, that movie won some Academy Awards.
So what? But that's not physically demanding, though.
But he is still an actor. I mean, he has to portray and
he
be...
He didn't do one pull-up in that movie.
So you don't think this has nothing to do with Warner Brothers and what they've been doing with the previous films?
No, I have. I don't think so.
I mean, it could be.
I think if you if this wasn't supposed to be if there wasn't a new sheriff in town, as LeBron would say, and you have Geoff Johns who's kind of in charge of all the creative portion of DC. I would agree with you. I would say that this would be absolutely indicative of an issue with DC, Warner Brothers meddling with, kind of the recipe here.
Let's go back. Because like even when Batman Superman was out for a week and everybody was giving it all the bad reviews that it was getting, and then wasn't it like right about that time they were about to start filming for Justice League that Ben Affleck came out and said, hey, you know what, I think I'm going to help step behind the camera as far as overseeing the Justice League. And then that was kind of like advocating for Warner Brothers saying like, hey, well, you know, we want a new Batman film. Would you kind of sort of be interested in doing a Batman movie or directing the Batman movie? And he was like, yeah. So I don't think it's anybody pulling anybody saying like, hey, you need to step off and let us pick somebody to direct. I don't think so. I think he's just tired. I think he's just... He just wants a break. He just wants to do. He wants to minimize his involvement with the film.
What say you, Marcus? You're half Batman.
Half Batman. I don't know. So I mean, yes, there have been movies where he's been the actor and a producer and all that fun stuff. But I mean, who's to say that he even enjoyed doing all of those parts at the same time?
Very true.
So, I mean, like, coming up with a movie, you know, with this movie, maybe he just wants to actually play, like, a good Batman, you know? I mean, like, I've heard that Andrew Garfield was pretty excited to actually kind of lose the whole Spider-Man thing because he, you know, he kind of felt pressure of living up to a Spider-Man that, you know, everybody would really like. So, I mean, like, maybe he's kind of feeling sort of that same thing where he wants to live up to a Batman that everybody, you know, sees as Batman.
I think he's been pretty well received as Batman, too. Like, I think if there's anything that there was a consensus on, it was Ben Affleck, you know, and that may have been the one thing that was, you know, maybe in question was the fact that, you know, Ben Affleck was cast as Batman. Everybody's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that they did that. And it ended up being probably one of the most for sure bets out of anything they've done so far up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, I had no problem with Ben Affleck as Batman. I thought he did a fantastic job as the character, but I don't know. This is, when the news dropped, it just sounded way too suspicious to me that Warner Brothers might be dipping in again and causing some issues behind the scenes.
Well, regardless of what's going on, let's talk about, because now that chair is empty, so let's talk about who we would like to see personally in that role now. Because now they're hunting for it, because you know they're going to want to start pushing this movie out. Because if they already got a new new draft from Chris Terrio and Jeff Johns, this thing is still basically on track to start production whenever it's supposed to start.
Well, so, off mic, Stacy had mentioned Kevin Smith. I like that idea a lot.
Well, and it's been rumored. So that I mean, again, that's the rumor mill. I don't know how much merit there is to that, but they have worked together before. They're friends.
And
so
and Kevin Smith loves Batman. I mean, he knows that character inside and out.
Exactly. Even his daughter is named Harley, Quinn.
Harley Quinn. So
yeah, he's a big Batman lover. I wouldn't mind seeing him in that role too. Or I wouldn't mind seeing him in that role. However, one might suggest that would it be a serious Batman movie as it's being rumored to have written? Could we expect the usual Kevin Smith style, you know, his themes with his movies? I don't know. I mean, because this would technically be his first serious, like, hardcore serious film.
I don't know, Red State.
Yeah, Red State was pretty serious.
It's pretty serious.
It doesn't get much serious than that.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what else you call it, but it was kind of serious.
Why so serious? Slade.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, go see it, man.
Slade. Where can we go from here? Where can we go from the Batman vs. Superman to going to the Justice League to a standalone Batman? What would be that movie? What would that movie be about?
Well, they said it was going to be kind of influenced from the Arkham games. Like, it was all going to center around Arkham, with Deathstroke being the main antagonist.
Well, that would be great, but where do we go from Batman vs. Superman to someone in Justice League?
Are you talking about, like, the epic scale of things?
Yeah, yeah.
You go from epic scale to just a Batman movie.
Yeah, I think exactly. I think he's probably going to play more of, like, it's going to sound weird, but, like, a Doctor Strange type of role in the DC universe, because, you know, kind of like how Doctor Strange is kind of pulling the whole Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxy together, which, you know, that it kind of ties that whole thing together. And I think that Batman's going to end up, I mean, just kind of like what we saw at the end of the Suicide Squad, how, you know, she was giving
the dossiers
on everybody. Yeah, so I mean, like, that's what I'm assuming, is that he's going to be the center of this entire universe, and he's going to...
And I think that's fine. Oh, well, keep going, Marcus. What were you saying?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it, what I was just saying. I just think he's just going to be the glue that pulls one of the characters together.
And I think that it's probably the best possible thing that they could do. I think he was kind of the tie that was binding Batman versus Superman together. And for the Justice League, I think it'll be the same thing. And it would be great because they're just really introducing everything. You don't have this standing universe where Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Superman are all a part of it. Superman is, but you could have a standalone Arkham movie where it's Arkham Asylum and it all takes place within there, and that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. I agree 100% with that. If it was before Batman versus Superman.
Well, yeah, and they could do that. They've kind of jumped back and forth. So,
going back just a little bit to what Paul was asking earlier, he was asking about the directors. I know Paul said that he was thinking about this all week, and he wants to tell us his pick for the director.
And really, it goes back. It's really two people, but it's in the same style genre film. And I said it back when I did a casting call 3 years ago when if they were to make a Justice League, if they made it that far, I said Paul Dini, number one. Because he knows these characters, he knows these characters well. So hey, you know what? He's Zack Snyder's already doing Justice League. Well, fine. Let Paul Dini do Batman. Let him do a Batman movie. And if not Paul Dini, go to Jay Oliva, who's been doing a lot of the DC animated universe films, starting with like Flashpoint and Justice League War, and actually he just did this last one, Justice League Dark.
Yeah,
he's very familiar with the character. He's an avid comic book guy.
So both these guys that you mentioned are both animation people.
That's what I'm saying. So it's out of the genre of actual live action, but they know the characters well, and I think they could actually be of some use. And that would be my pick. I would just one of those two guys.
Okay.
You have to feed off the animation movies because. DC animation movies are on point right now.
On point. That's another thing.
Their live action movies may not be that great, but all their animation movies are rocking the world. I love all of the animation movies that DC puts on.
And their television's doing great too.
Yeah.
They definitely have kind of nailed it with those two, and and for better or worse, them not tying all that stuff to their movies. Maybe that's suffering, maybe it's not, you know, but it's hard not to see it suffering when even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which just has ups and downs, the fact that it's tied to the movie and the Marvel Universe, I think, is keeping it afloat.
So do you think Ben Affleck is stepping down because he's not that very versed in the comic book world and he just really wants to be an actor and not... Because he doesn't know much about comic books.
I have a personal opinion with what's going on. I have a feeling that he is getting that George Clooney syndrome where when Batman and Robin came out and it did so bad, George Clooney apologized to the world and said, hey, I'm sorry for the demise of this Batman franchise. And that's not really what it was. It was because of Joel Schumacher and the colors and the nipples. So it had nothing to do with George Clooney. Not all of it, anyway, to do with George Clooney. So I'm thinking Ben Affleck is having that same type of attitude right now. Like, oh, well, you know, a Batman versus Superman, a lot of people hated on me. I mean, there was a lot of majority that actually said, you know, he was a really good Batman. So I think where I'm driving at is I think that if the Batman movie comes out and it doesn't do that well, then he doesn't want to be blamed for not only not portraying a good Batman to a lot of fans, but not now being included, like making a shitty movie behind, you know, calling the shots. I think that might be another driving force behind that decision.
So would that make a good movie though? If somebody who was the director and switched his roles into being the actor of Batman, and then it's a still shitty movie. I mean, you're still getting blamed for it. Although you don't get double blame because you're not the director and the actor.
Double
blame.
Just
the actor.
Double blame.
You know what I mean?
Sounds like a villain.
It's definitely a Flash villain because he's got all the worst names. His villains have all the worst names.
Double blame.
All right, guys, what about final thoughts? Any final thoughts?
I think the director should be someone who is used to working with a smaller set, smaller group. I think it should be contained like James Wan or somebody who can handle maybe a darker atmosphere and stick to Arkham Asylum.
Marcus?
Mark Webb.
You know what?
From Spider-Man to Batman.
I wouldn't be opposed to that. Hey, you know what? There's three other guys that are doing it.
You know, he's also doing Limitless, the TV series, and I kind of like it.
Which got canceled?
We won't talk about that. Paul?
I said Paul Dini. I'm sorry. Who I meant to say was Bruce Timm or Jay Oliva.
Okay. And Rooster.
I don't have a director per se, but I really want to see a Arkham Asylum Batman movie, which would be awesome for me.
Well, it looks like we might be getting one. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Temple of Geek Microcast. I'd like to thank my panel for joining me on this hot topic today. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at info@templeofgeek.com. Until next time,
I'm Batman.
Please follow us on Twitter at Temple of Geek. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Temple of Geek. And remember to visit thetempleofgeek.com, your one stop for all things geek.
Goodbye.
This will conclude our transmission.